The morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 11:20 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody had...
You know, everything's really frustrating as we discover all this tyranny. But I discovered it a long time ago, a lot of you discovered it a long time ago. We discovered different pieces of it at different times, but at least humanity is starting to wake up. So as negative as all this is, don't be demoralized. Realize this is part of the process, part of God's plan. God is in control. Brandon Strock, really smart guy, puts on these great debates that I was part of Saturday that's going to air soon. The debate between MAGA and America First. He's going to be in studio with me coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll cover a bunch of topics, a bunch of news. But right now we're taking phone calls. Let's talk to Greg in Florida, globalism takeover. What? He says, we can't wait around. Boy, I agree with that. So, Greg, give us your take.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Good, good. You know, the one caller earlier was talking about getting the right people elected this and that. Well, that's fine. You know, we have to do that. But we have to make somehow... We got it. I don't know how we're going to do it, but we got to make a stance. One thing that I think is a problem is over the years, if you recall, I'm the guy from Laser Tech. One thing that's a problem.
I remember your call. You called in 5 or 6 times. Recap who you are. I'm trying to remember it from memory, but the specific stuff you discovered in government contracts.
Yeah, yep, absolutely. And I told you about those bonds, those COVID bonds. Heard that, but we were one thing's this: we're getting yanked into these wars, okay? And I really believe, you know, I'm just going to say it, we fight all Israel's wars, okay? They don't. When Trump, you know, when he came out and said he's calling a ceasefire and this and that, the Israelis are still firing on those people. But I think Israel is total globalist, okay? And the people that are feeding our administration some information, I think we have some bad people in there. You know, I hope Trump, you know, God, I loved it when Trump was, I know he listens to your show. I hope he still does. I hope he's 2 steps ahead of these people, because in the big picture, we can't go on like this. You know, we're going to, it's tough, Alex. It's tough. I mean, you know, we're getting these, you know, these little wars and this Hormuz Strait going back and forth. Are you kidding me? Get the job done or step aside. And, you know, we'll suffer the consequences if we have to. But the thing is, I really believe this is all a dog and pony show of what's really going on out there. What do you think?
Well, there's definitely, it's a dog and pony show. I mean, at the BlackRock level, they want it closed to destroy the world economy because they want to come in and loan all the countries and people debt. And that's why BlackRock's right. So happy. So even above Israel, BlackRock wants this war. And Israel's finance minister says they want it to hurt the Iranian economy, but it also hurts the whole world economy. So that's what this is.
Why do you think Israel, what power does Israel have over us?
Well, Israel has a lot of the U.S. billionaires are Zionist, and even some of the ones that aren't Jewish are, and they have great control over Congress with AIPAC, and so they're the muscle to get the war done. There's other interests that want the war, you know, the military-industrial complex and BlackRock, and so that's why we're here.
Dude, I hit on CNBC, you know, because they do a decent job on the market and this and that. Had them on this morning, and that bastard Larry Fink was on there for a very short time. I had to shut the TV off. The guy makes me sick. But
what was Larry Fink of BlackRock saying?
Oh man, he was happy. About real estate and everything, and you know those guys hoarded up all the real estate, and that's one of their little schemes there. They're gonna
that's where they hide the inflation. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
Absolutely.
Let's find that Larry Fink clip, guys. Look at Larry Fink and CNBC today. Thank you so much, Greg. We'll be right back with more calls in 60 seconds. Stay with us. ladies and gentlemen, Big Lee has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with my decision, and that is ivermectin with minbenzidol, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but minbenzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search minbenzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Amazing debates. Really smart guy. He'll be in studio with us soon. I'm going to go down in the interview studio here in about 30 minutes. But right now, we're taking your phone calls just on the state of the world and what we do. And you know, you hear the callers saying, we got to get mobilized. We got to get upset. We got to get vocal. That's what this show is. And they wouldn't be trying to censor us and shut us down if it wasn't having an effect. And that's not just about me. It means you speaking out, whether it's the city council or the state house or your church or in your own family, and not complying with the system and being aware of it. And sure, cutting down flock cameras isn't going to save us. But the initiative of people finally getting pissed and taking action, that type of action put into other actions, is really scaring the system. Because people are waking up to Big Brother. So will that alone save us? No, but at least they're doing something. And they get mad when I go, but by the way, this is far worse. What about the surveillance in your car? What about your phone that's surveilling you? Great, I'm glad you're awake to this, but let's get even more awake now. Lou in Texas, taking back the country, the war within the U.S. Yeah, we're in one right now, a culture war, and it's getting hot. Lou, what should we do?
Hey, Alex, obviously nobody is coming to save us, no party, no politician, so we need a GOP dark horse to reform the party. So I created a three-step plan to take back our republic from the establishment. First, we're going to infiltrate these institutions. Second, we're going to burn them to the ground. I mean, shatter them into a thousand pieces, as JFK said. And then we're going to build a new decentralized infrastructure. Now, why does it need to be decentralized? Well, when InfoWars was banned on all platforms, we entered a dark age, and the entire independent media apparatus was forced underground and silenced. We need a new system, one where if you cut off one head of the Hydra, the beast just becomes even more powerful. So I think we need to, the how of how we accomplish this is we fight a war on three fronts. One is digital media, which is what you do, Alex. Two is grassroots community leadership. And three would be grassroots political campaigns. I can go deeper. I don't want to just take up the airtime. What are your thoughts on that, Alex?
No, I totally agree. And an ideology of 1776 and Americana and the West, and realizing it's under attack and explaining the big picture of how the ultra mega rich are funding all this. I mean, here's a microcosm. People get so upset about the flock cameras reading their license plate and tracking them, and then most of the time not even being used for crime, and the fact that it's being put in these databases and violating their privacy. And you can say, well, there's no perception of privacy in public, but at many levels it's abused and we know it's wrong. But what about the 1,000-plus Soros DAs and county attorneys, and it's more than that. It's over 1,000 jurisdictions that Soros judges and lawyers control. And they will literally, I see these cases now, I can't even believe them, where someone's arrested 48 times, dozens of them assault, armed robberies, shooting people. this latest guy that goes around beating up the white women or whatever has been in there dozens of times for shooting people, shooting at people, attacking police. And the judges just release him over and over again. And because they know what they're doing, they're not accidentally just bleeding hearts that just do this. It's about creating hysteria and fear. So I don't want to hear about, oh, we need flock cameras to keep you safe from criminals, when even if the cops arrest people, they're just released. It's all run by the same evil system. So it's not that a camera in and of itself that has license plate readers, okay, you can find a bank robber with it. It's that the system that put it in is not putting it in for that purpose, so we can't have that because the system can't be trusted. And that's why we've always known that we could all live in a prison and be safe. Eisenhower gave a famous speech when he was president saying, I'll give you total freedom, I'll put you all in prison. You can't leave a tiny cell. You're actually a prisoner, but you're going to be free from car wrecks. You're going to be free from being struck by lightning, all this. So, again, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. They get us to go along with the road to hell with our good intentions, but I'll assure you the engineers pushing all this aren't doing it with good intentions. Go ahead.
Absolutely. So let's talk about these three fronts of the war. We'll get to digital media in a second. The second front is grassroots community leadership. We need a counter to Young Republicans and TPUSA to rally the youth. When you have the head of John Birch Society on your show, I know for a fact that he has brought in Jacob Engels, a friend of mine, to lead their new youth chapter. They're going to be a counter to TPUSA and get the youth engaged. And the second part is to take over the state and local GOP chapters and then rename it the Patriot Party. Rename it the 1776 Worldwide Party. That's how we win in the local communities and take back our state governments. And then the third part would be grassroots political campaigns. We need campaigns funded by the people and ran by the people. I'm talking grassroots donations and grassroots volunteers. But none of this is possible without the first front, the digital media. I want AGN to grow and have reporters in every city and broadcast 24 hours a day. But the reality is we don't need to wait for this day to come. We can have independent networks in every state across the country covering local issues and working together to uplift each other and, most importantly, hold local and state officials' feet to the fire. You know, I'm building a coalition of independent journalists. I'm focusing on the four major GOP battlegrounds, Texas, Florida, Tennessee, Kentucky. We're going to hit the ground. We're going to document everything that the deep state is doing in our jurisdictions, and we're going to create a centralized data source for grassroots America First candidates, likely an interactive map, where if you live in a state, you can pick any office, and we will score candidates based on a few simple yes or no questions. I'm working on what those questions are going to be, but I think it's going to have to do with the surveillance state, mass deportations, and foreign influence. And if we can get past that, I think that's how we save this country, Alex.
I totally agree. Thanks for the call. And I'm going to give people two examples right now, one bad and one good, of action. For everybody complaining and all this, the people that get involved at the precinct, the people that run for local office, the people that actually get down on the ground are the reason we're not totally, completely taken over right now. But I've seen the numbers. 47%. I saw this number a few months ago. I looked it up. It's true. 47% of local elections in the United States get run unopposed. And most of that's Democrats not being run against. Democrats just waltz in most areas, and they're over the water commission, the school board, everything. In a lot of cases, they're paid nothing or almost nothing. So conservatives go, well, I'm not going to do that. I'm not being paid. It's not that you're bad. It's just you're about, hey, I'm working. I'm getting paid something. The Democrats are in there to give their wife a job or their cousin a job or get a contract, get a slice of the thing. See, you're not thinking like that. You wouldn't go get that job and then steal. You're like, I'm at least get paid something to do this. This is a pretty big job. You got to serve, folks, because service isn't even really service. The name's not even. You've got to be engaged or you ain't running your life. You can't just sit there and do your job and go home and watch TV and be left alone. That's not how the universe works. Let me give you two great examples. Israel's lobby is focused, donates money, is committed, has a battle plan. And it's shoved aside the Chi-Coms and a whole bunch of other powerful groups that were the dominant lobbies. I mean, Israel's been right there at the top, but never before would I say, no, it's the big swing in Johnson. And it's not just trying to secure its foreign control of our foreign policy. It's taking control domestically. 39 states have passed laws where if you criticize Israel in any way, you can't have a government contract to clean the school or work on the highway or, sell light bulbs to the county. I mean, these are felonies in places like Texas. That is a social credit score. That is horrible. And it goes on and on. And it's because Israel and its lobby has got their act together and has taken action. Now, you're like, well, we've never done that. How will we do that? Well, we're not going to make it about you're Jewish, okay, or Black Lives Matter, you're black or whatever. And then, you know, they claim they represent blacks. It's run by Soros. Our number one plank is black men should be trans, targeting black men. It's not doesn't represent blacks. And I would say the ADL doesn't really represent Jews. I mean, a lot of them may follow it, but at the end of the day, that's not good for you. Where do we have examples of victory? The NRA. The NRA's been milquetoast. The NRA could have been more hardcore. I knew Charlton Heston, you know, great friends with so many of the people out there. It's got a lot of good people, some weak people. Ted Nugent's incredible in the late 60s, fighting the globalists on the left. He was Alex Jones before Alex Jones was born. But then you say, hey, Wayne LaPierre, get tougher. So the NRA finally got really tough, and then the feds came in and basically shut him down and attacked him at every level. And that's why the NRA was slow rolling, was because you get infiltrated, you get sued, you get demonized, you get surveilled. And I knew about the internal battles of the NRA, but it didn't matter. The grassroots gun owners got involved. We started shows. We spoke out. Counties and cities and states had gun groups. Gun Owners of America, other national groups. And we made it a big issue, and we learned about the issue, and we donated money, and we went to marches, and we got involved. And if you look at the state of personal self-defense, and you look at the state of that, suppressors are super easy to get now. That the courts have repealed a bunch of the unconstitutional laws on guns. Red flag laws have been basically thrown to the side. Gun ownership is exponential. Gun stores are everywhere. Shooting ranges. People are defending themselves. The laws are passing for right to defend yourself and castle laws. And you can't say that they 6 years ago under Trump, they repealed the law on nunchucks and stilettos and switchblades. Because a criminal's going to have that. Why shouldn't I have it? I've got badass stilettos and switchblades and stuff. I love it. I mean, it's fun and it's safe and it protects me. And I got one in my pocket right now. So that's what we're talking about here is I'm a good person. You don't penalize me. I got suppressors. I got rifles. I can shoot somebody 1,000 yards between the eyes. Is it happening? No. You're safer because I know how to defend myself and defend you. Good guy with a gun. Good woman with a gun. 20-plus times over is gun used to stop crime than it's used in crime. We have won that element of the culture war because we got in the game. We put skin in the game. We put our Weibos on the table. You work your ass off and train your kids and take them to church and teach them how the world works. 99% of the time, you're getting a good kid. You get busy and stuff's going on, and oh, you don't pay attention, good chance you got a screwed up kid. And I get it. The world's tough. People are busy. I've not been a perfect parent. My kids have turned out great, despite the fact that, especially with my three oldest, I mean, I was gone. I spent a lot of quality time with them. I hate that term, but I mean, we're going hunting. Hey, we're going to the park. We're going for a hike. We're going to get the pool. Hey, we're going to get out the art for 2 hours. We're going to play a board game. But, I mean, it was like, okay, twice a week we watch a movie and play a board game and 2 hours to go swim. Dad, you got to go. We're having fun at the park. I'm sorry, guys. Hey, we got hamburgers. Our family's here. Sorry, got to go because I had to defend their future. But it was a calculation I made. But I could see still some of the problems they had because I wasn't there enough. They made it through it. They weren't very serious compared to others. But I still gambled with my children. Well, a country is like your children. It's like everything. It's like a garden you're growing. Or I love the analogy of a bow and arrow. You may be a great, you know, person when it comes to being an archer, but once you pull back and once you loose it, it's got its trajectory. That's how children are. So you better pay attention when you pull it back and you aim and you let loose. And so we were way behind the curve. So as negative as stuff is, I'm so optimistic because the globalists were way out ahead of us 30 years ago, 40 years ago. But all these patriots, when it was just underground newsletters and books and traveling the country, I mean, top former generals and head FBI guys and huge philosophers and the head of the U.S. Senate archives, I mean, they would travel the country to talk to groups of 20, 30, 40 people at little motels. I mean, my God, in the early 90s, before I even got on air, I was inspired because I'd watch Access TV in high school in 92. And I'd see these locals going, over here at this little place on North Heights 35. We're having an event. It's free, but we'd like you to make a donation. And this general and this person's going to be there talking about the globalists and the communists, and the USS Liberty Association is going to be there, and we hope you come. And so I'm 18 years old, and I pull up in my Mustang, and I get out at 10 a.m. and walk into the place. There's like 40 people. And then in walks the former head of Air Force Weapons Development, or in walks the head of the FBI LA, you know, LA, or, you know, in walks the head of the USS Liberty Association. And I'm sitting there for 8 hours just going, And 1% of people might have been informed back then, but because those people busted their asses uphill both ways compared to what we got. And it was so many. G. Edward Griffin, you name it. Now, when he came down, it'd be 100 people there. I saw him in Dallas, like 100 people came in. He had to fly there, so you paid $100. You were happy to do it. And they had to pay for security and stuff. But the point was, is that I was like, man, these are smart, informed people, because I was already into history and knew a lot, and I'd grown up around it, so I knew these people know what they're talking about. And so that's what I'm getting at here, is that we look at this and how obvious it is to those of us that are awake. Believe me, I'm just like you. And we're like, why the hell isn't this happening fast enough? Well, think about where we came from. So here's the enemy way ahead of us 30, 40 years ago. We gotten like this now. I mean, we're right up on their ass. And when it comes to awakening and people not trusting them, we're way ahead of them. They've got the money. They got the infrastructure. They got the control. But used to, propaganda-wise, most people bought their bull. We had low credibility. So on credibility, we're way ahead of them. And on getting into government and into corporations and systems and getting traction, we're gaining on them. That's why they're so scared. So that's why I've always tried to boost other talk show hosts, whether they're already having success, whether they're small, and I think they've got promise, I'm there to boost them. How many people come on the show and say, you woke me up and you had me on first, or you, I mean, and, you know, some of them turn out great, some of them turn out bad. Whether it's Candace Owens or Jack Posobiec, and the list just goes on in the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. You'll hear people I never even knew I woke up on, like Nick Shirley. You're the inspiration for me doing this. I was the inspiration for Joe Rogan doing what he does. I'm not bragging. It's you can be the inspiration too. Maybe not at that scale, but it's all in God's plan. So do not be demoralized. I get it. I get why you're pissed. Believe me. I mean, they have done a number on my family, but my family's closer than ever and strong, and, you know, understands it and is, you know, glad I did it. And when they started targeting my family 10 years ago, my family, I said, I've never backed down for anybody, but I said, I can't back down. But I said, do I have your backing? And my mother and my father both told me, they said, we want you to fight even harder. Come home with your shield or on it, to quote the Spartans. And the system sued them and attacked them and demonized them and, you know, did all sorts of hell to them. And my dad had a big heart attack over it and all the rest of it. But that's okay. That's how war is, folks. And the stuff they did to my family and the PIs and the infiltration, and they did a whole bunch of dirty tricks and ruined my first marriage with disinformation, having constant women calling up to the house saying I got them pregnant and stuff. It was all made up. But that turned out good, because that needed to end anyways. God used that evil for good. But, I mean, it has been an adventure. A caller yesterday is like, you had Doc Chambers on when nobody else was, and too bad you didn't get enough attention. Of course, then you got sued by Colony Ridge for it. I hadn't even told you that. I don't even tell you what's going on to sit there and bitch and complain. I just want you to know, if you want to use the analogy, it's a very accurate movie from what happened. Midway, guys, pull up the battle scene Midway, bombing the carrier Midway. I'm not trying to liken myself to a guy with that much courage, but my point is just the same thing politically, just slowed down. They're coming in. They've already taken out 3 of the 4 aircraft carriers. It's a small squadron. They got one bomb left, and the guy goes in until he's right on the deck and drops that bomb right into their main aircraft carrier and defeats it and basically wins the Pacific War. Took years to do, but that was the beginning of the victory. And, I mean, and then they're coming in with just bullets flying all around them, and by the grace of God, doesn't get shot down. And, I mean, that's us, folks, okay? And we've been hit a lot, by the way. We got a lot of bullet holes in us. So, to me, every day's gravy. Every day's a blessing. I've seen the hand of God on what we do. And I have literally sat there and seen this for myself, and I've literally had them offer me all the money to sell out. and threaten me and everything else. And it's been a pleasure not to do it. All I ask is for you to keep me in the fight. All I ask is for you to spread the word and pray for the broadcast. All I ask for you to do is keep me in this fight. Damn it. We got the new studio basically there. We got to get some other stuff done. We got to get, like I am fully expended on empty with enough money to just operate here in the shell of an operation. I want to fight for you and me. I want to give these sons of bitches everything I got. And I'll fly in over that aircraft carrier and drop the bomb, metaphorically. But I can't do it if you don't load the gas in the engine and load the bomb in the bottom of the plane. And I'm out of bullets, and I'm out of bombs. And I'm saying go get great products at the same time at the alexjonesstore.com right now and reload my bomber, and I will blow the living shit out of the enemy or die trying. You've got my commitment. I am never going to stop. I'm like a horse that'll run and my heart blows up. But I need your support. I know in the shot economy and all the rest of the crap going on, I understand where you're at, but these are great products. You want our methylene blue. You want our bovine colostrum. You want to get the widest selection of Patriot apparel. It's an adventure to wear it. I know you got to pick who you're going to support, but damn it, if you don't support Alex Jones and the next leg of the InfoWar, you're crazy. Let's go to the last minute where they drop the bomb, because that's the analogy. We've already blown up a bunch of aircraft carriers, but we got to get more aircraft carriers. We got to hit every damn one we've got. We got to go for broke, and I'm going for broke. The flesh is weak, but the spirit's strong, but I need your support. Let's go to this clip from Midway. Here it is. Trump elected twice was that, but the war continues. It's not perfect. All right, Brandon Strock here. I'm going to go down there. We'll continue with your phone calls if you want to hold. I got so much. I'm going to talk about Tucker and this Hunter thing. I've watched it all now, and I just have to say something. I'm sorry. And that's all coming up. But look at this good news. Something good coming out of the DOJ. Blanche promised if he made him DOJ, he'd do something. Let's see, Blanche. How about you reopen the criminal investigations to what they did to me that you killed? Former employee of Southern Poverty Law Center arrested on fraud charges. They got like $1 billion offshore. These are the ones funding all the white supremacist groups I told you forever were run by them. Former Southern Poverty Law Center finance officer arrested. His case against far-left group widens. We'll cover that when we come back with Brandon Strock. Straight ahead, and we'll go to Carlos, Mike, Seth, Evan, J.D. He'll be co-hosting with me for an hour and a half. Great to have him in. Another man of action. It's all coming up. I want to thank you for your word of mouth. Whatever you can do, share those live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X and follow us at AJN Live and rumble.com/ Alex Jones Show Live and AlexJonesLive.com, our news site, the bad guys hope you don't promote. AlexJonesLive.com. Drop those bombs on the enemy in the info war.
And a microscopic tag being planted in a person's body to track his every movement. There's actual discussion about that.
And often they're things you don't know what to do with. UBOs, they're called unidentified bright objects.
Can brain scans be used to determine whether a person is inclined toward criminality or violent behavior?
Who's got the brain that's going to be most susceptible to a particular kind of manipulation?
So the point is, they've been obsessed with this. It's going on. The COVID shots implanted the matrix, graphene oxide to grow. It's now being scanned. It's now being read. They were putting chips in the troops 30 years ago. The revolution's already here, is what you're saying, Jesse Beltran.
These are just chips on a size that you can no longer see. They're nano size. One's 2,000 times the width of a human hair. The graphene oxide, the silicon-based materials that have been in, we know for a fact that they were in the mRNA. We know that Dr. Ido Bachelet signed a contract with Pfizer in 2015 when he did that TEDMed talk with a trillion robots in a 1cc syringe, and how he teaches his students how to, once they're in a host, how to control them with RF emissions.
And you heard Collins saying 21 years ago that, oh, yeah, when we're doing scans, we find all these chips, these bright objects, ha, 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 wonder who put them there. But as you said, you've been doing this 20 years, and about 10 years ago, you began to go away not seeing chips anymore, but just liquid emulsion nanotech. Here you are 6 months ago or more scanning me. Let's go to Alex Jones getting scanned.
So if you put that camera in there, you see how it says probably silicone? That means it's an electronic component. And it's not unusual to find that in the posterior ear area.
So wait, I got a higher reading than him?
No, his was higher than yours.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, but you did get a positive reading there. So you are getting the you know, base of the neck is what we typically see. Scapula area. What we're finding is after post-COVID, this is very typical. We're completely bombarded by this stuff.
From your own research, there are compounds naturally in nature that just do absolutely incredible things that will draw out these type of things. But you guys have come up with one with scientists that adds these special sea minerals in that then even drags it out even more. And so I have been taking this, the dreams I've had, my skin, my health. What it's done is absolutely insane. Get masterpiece.com. Matt Hazen, tell us what this does, and people can get 10% off when they follow the URL, getmasterpiece.com, or use promo code Alex when you're there on the site, because this is really special.
Zeolite is an incredible mineral that is known as what's called the master binder. And what that means is it's known to pick up every type of forever chemical, toxin, toxic heavy metal there is, including fluoride. So when you see charcoal or carbon or clays for binders, you don't see that they will pick up fluoride. Zeolite's different. Zeolite also gets the fluoride. That's a very big deal. It is great at removing these environmental toxins from our body. Masterpiece is the highest grade sea mineral plasma solution. It is basically isotonic, the same mineral composition as your blood plasma. So the sea minerals are being carried in by the nanometer, sub-nanometer size clinoptilolite zeolite. And once the toxin hits the zeolite, it releases and displaces the mineral. People don't feel bad. There's no normal detoxing reaction.
Everybody needs to go to getmasterpiece.com. You get 10% off by using that URL automatically when you go. There's promo code Alex as well. Getmasterpiece.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Even if I were pollinated and fully vaccinated, I would admire the unvaccinated for withstanding the greatest pressure I've ever seen. From partners, parents, children, friends, colleagues, and even doctors.
COVID vaccines are now available for children 5 years and older.
Just get vaccinated.
Get the vaccine.
Just get the vaccine.
People who are capable of such personality, courage, and critical ability are undoubtedly the best part of humanity.
There are many thousands of physicians who have been silenced from telling the American people the good news about the situation, that we can manage the virus.
They are everywhere, in all ages, levels of education, states, and ideas. They are of a special kind. They are the soldiers that every army of light wants to have in its ranks. They are the parent that every child wants to have, and the children that every parent dreams of having.
A North Carolina teenager needs a new kidney in order to save her life. But her doctors say no COVID vaccine, no transplant.
Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy.
They are beings above the average of their societies.
You need to evaluate the risk factor in the COVID vaccine.
They are the essence of the people who have, well, built all cultures and conquered horizons. They are there next to you. They look normal, but they are superheroes. They did what others could not. They were the tree that withstood the hurricane of insults, discrimination, and social exclusion.
Now, what really stands out about white anti-vaxxers in particular is that they act like their freedom has been taken.
It has nothing to do with freedom.
Screw your freedom.
You don't have the freedom and the liberty to put other people in jeopardy.
Banned from their family's tables at Christmas, they never saw anything so cruel.
If someone in your family isn't vaccinated, should you ask them not to show up?
Yes, I would do that.
If you are not fully vaxxed, stay home.
Everyone from police to teachers to firefighters must comply or they will face penalties.
They lost their jobs, let their careers sink, had no more money. They suffered immeasurable discrimination, denunciation, betrayal, and humiliation, but they kept on going. Never before in humanity has there been such a casting. Now, we all know who are the best on the planet Earth. Men, women, young, old, rich, poor, of all races or religions, the unvaccinated, the chosen of the invisible arc, the only ones who managed to resist when everything collapsed. That's you. You passed an unimaginable test that many of the toughest Marines, commandos, Green Berets, astronauts, and even geniuses could not withstand. You are made of the stuff of the greatest who ever lived. Those heroes born among ordinary men who glow in the dark. Remember, you're the voice. It's time to make it count.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
When the hydrogen bombs are detonating, and you're sitting in your house or office, and all of a sudden the windows all blow out, and then 10 seconds later, you see a flash of red coming at you, that's the firewall. And just remember, oh, Alex Jones was right. And that's if you're, you know, on the edge of the blast. You won't feel anything if you're actually in the epicenter of it. And, of course, maybe you're out in the middle of Montana or Wyoming. Well, you'll get the nuclear winter and the fallout. And then a few weeks after the nuclear war, here comes the warlords coming to loot your house and rape your wife and kids. And people got their teeth falling out from radiation poisoning. And all these crazy guys stumble out of their vehicles. And it'll be doctors and medics and engineers and they'll all been gone totally crazy. You have a bunch of 140 IQ psychos that are literally going across the land like army ants, devouring everything in their way. And all the low IQ people will just be dead in a ditch. And then the near of civilization goes bye-bye, and all of a sudden there's all these monsters, all these 140, 150, 160 IQ monsters. The guy that used to manage the golf course, your surgeon, your neighbor who's the army vet. And now all of a sudden, they're hauling you up by a chain to butcher your ass and eat you. And if I wanted to get outside the blast zone, I could go get ready and I could be the leader. I could be a new warlord. I could organize the engineers and scientists and warriors and have a battle plan how we were going to take the resources we needed, get to a redoubt, fortify it with weapons, because there's going to be other warlords coming soon we're going to contend with as we rebuild civilization. It's not that I want to be a warlord, but that's what we're going back to. Are you ready to be a warlord? Are you ready for me to be humongous? Just give us the guns. We spare your lives.
I know how much pain you feel, but wait. Now is not the time. You'll be given your vengeance.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Lord Vader, the rebellion is exposing your lies. We are the resistance, and we're taking down the Empire's deep state machine once and for all.
Get this guy off my screen. Can we go to clip 50? Clip 50. Guys, what's going on back there? I wanted was Clip 50. I sent it this morning. You should have had it. I'm not mad at the crew. I am not mad at the crew, but I am mad at you. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and make the purchase now.
Hi, folks. Doc Bigley here. And today we're going to get to know
our H2O.
Billy, what kind of water do you drink?
Why, tap water, of course. Ma says it keeps my teeth sparkly white.
I'm sorry to say it, Billy, but your mother is either plain ignorant or worse, a communist. Let me explain.
Tap water used to be safe to drink, but communist subversives in our government introduced fluoride into our nation's tap under the guise of dental health, when in reality, fluoride lowers your IQ, calcifies your pineal gland, and makes you susceptible to anti-capitalist mind viruses.
So you're telling me I'm a sap if I drink tap?
Yes, you are, Billy. Yes, you are. But don't despair. We've found a solution. Follow me. I'd like to tell you a tale of two frogs.
Frog number one has only ever drank unfiltered tap water, chock full of fluoride. Observe him listening to satanic music, abusing substances, and engaging in other perversions.
Look, Doc, they're trying to play leapfrog. They're pretty bad at it, though.
Avert your eyes, Billy. Let's continue.
Meanwhile, frog number two has only ever drank water that has been filtered for fluoride and other impurities. What a happy frog family.
Spill the secret, Doc. How do you get rid of the communist poisons?
With the new water filter system from the AlexJonesStore.com.
Say, Doc, may I have a glass?
Why, certainly. Well, that's just swell. No water in the water filter. Listen, I'm not mad at the crew, but I asked for real water in here 30 minutes ago and never got it.
Crew's in trouble again.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Known Brandon Straub, it's got to be about 8 years and longer since he started the Walk Away movement, and he was a former liberal Democrat. He came out and, you know, spoke out against it. It had a huge effect, and boy, did the Democratic Party and the media come after him with all the harassment and censorship and debanking, and then tried to put him in prison. And I met him in person, though, interviewed him many times on January 6th. We were both in the second row, right in front of Trump, front and center. Right there with the Gateway Pundit. And then Trump's like peacefully marched down. Alex is going to lead the march. We go down there and we all get set up. They tried to put him in prison. They put Owen, my co-host, you were just interviewed by, in there. You are launching a podcast, not just your great interviews and your man on the street. You're doing these wildly successful debates. That was just part of one Saturday that's going to be airing soon. And now you've got some other really big ideas and exciting things. You've been huge on the map. For at least however long it's been, but I got to just say congratulations and fabulous job of that debate you conducted.
Thank you.
Great to see you.
Good to see you too.
I feel like I just saw you yesterday. Thanks. Because I did a few days ago. Where do you want to start here? I mean, we can get into the lay of the land, everything else, or maybe just what you're up to, what you're doing. As an example, I think as post-Trump, we're not even bashing Trump, but sorry, he screwed the pooch. He's politically destroyed himself with this war, the rest of it. So many Republicans, I noticed in the debate on the MAGA side, not the America First side, were like, no, Trump's all we got. Stay with Trump. What are they thinking? Even if Trump was doing a great job right now, we need to start talking about the future here, don't we?
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right. So where I'd like to start, maybe if it's up to me, is, a lot of my own audience, I'm sure your audience, a lot of people are wondering, like, why are people changing? Why are people changing their mind? And they're jumping to these really kind of hysterical conclusions. I'm hearing all the time, oh, Brandon, you've gotten the mind virus. You've been brainwashed by Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Candace Owens. But it's like this is happening to a lot of people. Many, many people who were firmly behind President Trump and firmly behind MAGA. I'm not necessarily even saying they're jumping ship or they're turning on him. People are not satisfied right now. They're not feeling like they're getting what they voted for. And this has been, it's not new. It's not like we waited a week or a month or so. I mean, there's been a consistent pattern right now of the Trump that's in office right now, seeming like a very different person than the Trump that we got the first time around and the Trump who campaigned in 2024. So I guess I just want to sort of reassure any of my audience that's watching your show or people who have known me for a long time. Like, I haven't changed. I'm the same guy. I still believe in the same conservative values that I embraced when I walked away from the Democratic Party. I still believe in the same principles that drew me to President Trump and MAGA. But I do think MAGA has changed. And I do think that President Trump has changed. And so, you know, what I'm pushing for now, or not even necessarily pushing for, but beginning to ask a lot of questions about and beginning to investigate more and more, is where can I find what I was looking for when I came to MAGA in the first place? Where can I find the people who want to put domestic policies first, want to put the American people first, want to push for mass deportations and reasonable immigration, all of these things that MAGA promised me? That's what I'm looking for. And to all the people out there who's like, oh, you know, we've got to stay behind Trump and how dare you. I think we need to stay behind anybody who is putting America first. And right now I'm questioning if that's what we're getting.
Well, let's be clear. It's not your opinion that Trump has changed. In all real policies, he's changed. And I never do what my listeners want just because they want that. I listen to them. And they're almost always, we're just together because we're kind of thinking the same. It's not like I'm telling them what to do. They're not telling me what to do. But my listeners started getting pissed off 6 months into the first of the new term because they saw the changes, and I was still so happy about the good stuff that I'm like, well, let's give it time. And so my listeners, the vast majority are the most hardcore Trump supporters ever. They are the most upset. And I would say Trump's lost 80% of his support from his original base, and the numbers show that. Maybe they're not for the Democrats, which they shouldn't be, but they are legitimately upset. And with every week and everything he does, it just gets worse and worse. And then to bring in the neocons and the Mark Levins, the Never Trumpers, to then say, you were never MAGA, you're bad, when they're getting Trump to go against his principles with his war that's also failed. And then they sit there and try to and say, you're not MAGA, you're not at the cool table. I'm like, I don't want to be at your Jeffrey Epstein, Howard Lutnick table. So their attempt at like weird boomer peer pressure, I'm not saying right. All the boomers, has really backfired. And then Trump's attacks on his key supporters, because I wasn't against Trump at that point, even Tucker wasn't at that point, when he came out and called us low IQ and all and said we were scum. That only turned his base more, and I wasn't mad he called me names. I was mad because he had chosen the loser neocons. I mean, listen, when Ben Shapiro had $1 billion of Israeli money behind him, he was in the top five talk show hosts for many years. But the last 2 or 3 years, he has gone down from 2 million views per video to about 5,000. He is, you look at the graphs, he is a flat line.
Yeah.
Why did Trump go join with a flat line movement? Well, because APAC's got the money. And so, and it's not even, you know, I don't even hate Israel. I don't have a hard on for Israel. Israel really is running our foreign policy. So as loyal Americans, we have stayed true to our values, and Trump hasn't. And so that's just where we are.
Well, I think the question, too, kind of becomes like, did he just think that it was, something he could kind of get away with and people wouldn't notice or people would kind of just go along with it? But I think it was a huge miscalculation, because I consider myself kind of like an energy guy, kind of a vibes guy. I'm pretty good at like having my finger on the pulse of the culture and seeing what people are feeling. I mean, that's how I started Walkaway. I was like, I have a feeling people are ready for a mass exodus of the Democratic Party. I feel that. And I've been feeling this on our side for like a year. Think about it this way. If you look back to MAGA 1.0, people used to love to wear that hat, even knowing that if you walk down the street, there's a good chance you're going to get attacked. Someone's going to come after you. You might even get physically assaulted. But there was something about that sort of rebellion of wearing that hat that people were willing to take that risk, because we enjoyed the culture of MAGA and how it felt. And that energy is gone. I mean, it is completely gone. Nobody at this point is really wanting to wear that message out in public or anything, because I think people are just sort of like, it doesn't feel edgy anymore. It doesn't feel cool. It feels like a movement that's been sold out. And to your point, it's kind of become a movement that's been very geared towards the older generation, and it's become a movement that's been very geared towards a Zionist group. And it just, I don't think it's vibing with people anymore.
No, I totally agree with you. And I don't want the Democrats to win the midterms. I don't want Hassan Piker to be in control of our country and Mondami. And so I'm legitimately pissed off that Trump has destroyed his political capital. And he has his internal Republican polls. I talked to pollsters that were in the meetings a year ago and 6 months ago. He went from 57 down to like below 30 now. It's plunging quicker.
Yeah.
And countless statements about, do you care about the average plight of the average American economically? I don't care about any American's economic plight. All I care is about a war. And then now his administration officials are like, oh, college kids are bitching about $20 burritos. Get tough, kid. I mean, have you seen the level? In fact, I meant to send you guys a graph. I'll send it to you up there, and you can put it up, of inflation in the last 6 years. You can say, well, most of that's not Trump. Yeah, but it went way up and then continued. The point is, yeah, this was painful. You were supposed to fix this before, not just the little increase.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, the country is, we're in a totally different time now than I think we've ever seen before. And the first debate that we actually did with Walkaway back, I think, in May of this year, I intentionally started with one that we did that was boomers versus millennials. And the reason why is because I started to see very quickly as I saw the divide taking shape, that one, the divide is not only ideological, it's also generational. And what's happening is, the baby boomers are seeing a very different picture than anybody under the age of 50 is seeing. A lot of that is because it's an information vacuum. They're getting their information from Fox News. They're getting their information from Facebook. And a lot of Trump's economic policies, because I don't want to sit here and say, you know, Trump hasn't done any good for the country. That's not true at all. But a lot of the economic policies that have been successful have directly benefited the older generations and have been, I'd say, not helpful, if not detrimental, to the younger generations. And so the warfare, part of the warfare that's happening right now is a generational one. And we've got to get these baby boomers on the same page as the, you know, the millennials, the Gen Zers, some of these other people, because anybody under the age of 50, I think there's an affordability crisis. Meanwhile, the boomers kind of going, oh, well, you know, I'm not really feeling it. Things are seeming pretty good, and they're sticking behind Trump. I think it's
really. And there's also this weird attempt to demonize us because we're asking questions and aren't happy. We're not in a cult. Like, in a few minutes, I'm going to talk about Tucker, my dear friend. Stood up for me when nobody else was when I was first being censored. I love Tucker, and I know he has a great heart. He has Hunter Biden on. And it is literally a facelift love fest. And then I started thinking about how he signed an executive order firing all these federal employees that wouldn't take the shot, all the death. I think about the censorship czar. I think about how he tried to put me in prison with the DOJ investigations. And I'm just like, just because we're mad at Trump doesn't mean suddenly the Democratic Party and Hunter Biden's like, the laptop's all fake. It's not real. It's all admitted. I looked at the data. It's admittedly real. So all I'm saying is, just because we're mad at Trump, that kind of is what the neocons in the debate were saying, is that we were doing with the Democrats now, and I'm not. But I think this thing with Tucker, you know, even Nick Fuentes went on and had, and I like Nick, love fest with Hunter Biden. What is this love festing?
Well, I'm in total agreement with you, by the way, about all of this. First of all, I like Tucker very, very much. I feel loyal to Tucker because he's one of the people who supported me after January 6th. And I think he's absolutely brilliant. He's a smart guy. But I felt exactly the same way. It's kind of trending right now for people to have Hunter Biden on their show. OK, fine, whatever. But it was absolutely sort of a love fest. And my first gut instinct read on it was that it was very weird. And look, I don't mean this condescendingly. Again, I think Tucker is brilliant. But I look at some of the choices Tucker's making right now, and to me, it feels like an overcorrection. I know how this is because I did the same thing myself. When I left the left and I came over to the right, I overcorrected and I started embracing everything that the right thought because I was like, oh, I had everything wrong about the left. So that must mean that the right is pretty much right about everything. Well, the right's not right about everything. And I almost.
And the right's a bunch of different groups with different ideas.
Right, exactly. But I almost feel right now like Tucker is in this phase of rebellion against this political right that he's been a part of so much, and that he, rightfully so, he feels very burned by. And I think now he's almost like he's too open. Now he's going over and he's just like, oh, you know, maybe I was wrong about Muslims. Maybe I was wrong about Hunter Biden. Maybe I was wrong about, and that's fine. I mean, you know, recalibrate. You know, ask some
questions.
Sure,
exactly. We're not exactly. My point is, we're criticizing Trump. We'll also, when we see Tucker doing something, bring it up. And exactly, I waited a few days to comment because I wanted to really think about it. But exactly, you have the perfect term. He's over-calibrated. And we're only bringing this up because it's a big national debate. And I don't want it to hurt Tucker. And a lot of my hardcore fans that love Tucker are really getting concerned. Hey, he knew him back in high school. They lived down the street from each other. you're right. He's so pissed at Trump, and he feels like he made a mistake supporting Trump. He feels dirty, but you don't then overcompensate to Biden. You don't overcompensate. And I'm not attacking Tucker. They're going to spend that. We're not in a cult. Tucker does 99% good, and so it's fine and dandy. I just hope next he doesn't have Nancy Pelosi on.
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah, and I agree. Like, and look, I'm all for having open discussion, open debate. I'm not a fan of, you know, don't talk. If he wants to interview Joe Biden.
I think you should have him on. I agree.
Yeah.
And it's okay if he has a few nice things up front to get him on, but nail him with something.
Right. Yeah. My read on the situation is that he's in a phase right now of rebellion, and I think he's overcorrecting. And I he's so smart. He'll get recalibrated.
Well,
it's
definitely
gonna be
viral. I mean, it's a smart interview.
Yeah.
It's just that I guarantee I could get Hunter on if I kissed his ass.
But
I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah, but my gut is telling me that he's not. I'm sure it's in his mind that this could be a viral moment, but I don't think that's what's driving him, because there's too much potential to lose credibility by doing that. And I don't think that the cost risk analysis is worth it. I think I think he's just too open minded right now, and he shouldn't be that open minded.
And in fairness, he is super nice to all his guests.
Yeah,
and I'm not trying to be an apologist. I love Tucker.
Not Ted Cruz.
No, well, Ted Cruz does.
Or Huckabee.
Those aren't people; those are demons.
Okay, well, that's fine. But he is capable. He is capable of giving people a hard time when they need to. So he needs to bring that energy to.
You know, I kind of think when he feels like they're a peer and he knows they're lying. Exactly, like the Bible says, everything's ours and we can take the whole Middle East. And how many people live in Iran? I don't know. I don't care. I just want to blow it up. Yeah, I mean, he devastated them. So I guess. I mean, I think that's it. He sees the Republican leadership as trying to destroy the world, which is true. And so he is getting in alignment with the Democrats. Here's an example. The Hunter Biden laptop's real. I can't believe I spent days looking at it. It is unbelievably. He's posing with a bunch of clearly 13, 14-year-old girls in trophy shots in beds. It's 100% clear what's going on. Yeah. The next photo is the same day, the same house. He's jacking off in the same room.
Out of his mind.
Coked out of his mind. And he's also in there saying, I work for the Chinese intelligence, you know, all those audio files. I mean, it's terrible. And then he's on there saying it's fake. It's Israeli propaganda. Yeah, the Israelis are heavily involved and they're doing bad things, but you can't hide behind your corruption by playing the Israel card.
Right.
And and of course you had some of the Israel lobby that was pro Trump floating that. Everybody was shopping it. I think it's disingenuous by Hunter to try to imply that the laptop doesn't exist.
Yeah. Well, and I think your point is well taken too. I just think, you know, right now I know that Tucker feels incredibly betrayed by what has happened with Trump. And I know that he, like a lot of us, I mean, he suffered greatly for standing up for MAGA, for standing up for Trump. I think it had a huge impact on his. He'd probably argue his career is better now than it was when he was at Fox. But, it still cost him. And now I think I just think that he feels so burned that he's opening doors and being too permissive. You
people
know?
That are particularly pissed at Trump that were former supporters aren't doing it because they're getting Qatari money. Qatar's giving Trump money.
Yeah.
It's the other way around. It's because they feel betrayed.
That's exactly right. It's personal. Yeah.
And I'm just saying, okay, as personal as I feel betrayed by Trump, they didn't sue me like the DOJ and the Democrats. Okay, so you talk about personally hurt. They want to hurt us all. We'll be right back with Brandon Strzok.
Dirty, dark, dastardly villain is after the methylene blue formula.
Feast your eyes on the magical methylene blue. Don't wait. Get yours today while supplies last.
Friends, has your water been acting a little suspicious lately? Does it taste like it took a wrong turn through a garden hose on the way to your kitchen? Well, don't panic. Introducing the dual carbon gravity water filter.
Gee whiz, it sparkles like diamonds in the sunshine. No more of that yucky, murky tap stuff that tastes like it came straight from the old rusty pipes.
This water is so good.
It's the best ever.
I'm so glad. Fresh water is important.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Drink up.
We will.
Wow, that sure is a fine-looking water filter.
You know I'd never do you wrong, Lucy. This is top of the line, I tell ya.
Oh, I believe you.
Just you wait and see. I just know Ricky will love it.
I can't wait till he gets home.
He'll be so impressed.
Hi, honey. I'm home.
Come in the kitchen, dear. I want to show you something.
Oh, boy, that tastes great. You can always trust good old Alex.
Another satisfied customer.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.